When Balls Fall, Chapter 5, Ashish 9. Mistress Alia has called you into her room, commanded Alia's maidservant to her hubby Ranveer. Ranveer was a wastrel who had managed to catch the fancy of extremely rich Alia, who was the only daughter to one of India's richest tycoons. So Ranveer was employed by Alia's father in his business as his right hand and PA, but most of his time Ranveer would spend in 5-star hotels fucking a string of high-end models and actresses, who knew that he had a very rich father-in-law and were hoping that Ranveer would be able to finance their forays into Bollywood movies, which he always promised. He made false promises without intending to keep anything. And after a night of hard fucking, he sent them on their way with a slap on their rumps. Ranveer, holding his head from a hangover for last night's party, staggered into his wife's boudoir. Alia very sternly said, "What are these, Ranveer?" Ranveer, groggy-eyed, suddenly snapped to attention. There were pictures of him at Hotel Taj with a skimpy young starlet. The color photographs in details, he couldn't tell lies. He looked at Alia, the kitchen manager. Alia said, in a very low, dangerous, cold voice, "Lock the door, hubby." Alia, I can explain.
I said lock the door.
Yes, Alia.
No.
I'm not Alia. Ma'am, you will call me Malkin, Mistress Alia. I am your owner. Understand? Should I show this picture to Daddy? No. Mistress Malkin, Alia, please, I fall at your feet. I kiss you. And he threw himself at her feet. And he started womanizing again, this time with his own wife, who slapped his face brutally, kicked him, and ordered him again, "Lock the door
and wait."
"Yes, Alia." "Slap." "That's yes, mistress." "Yes, mistress." At last the truth sank in. Alia had him by his balls, because he was a penniless wastrel, a bankrupt fool who had no money of his own, and he was addicted to the soft life that being the son-in-law of one of India's richest tycoons entitled him to. So he quickly locked the door, turn around, hands behind your ass. She came forward, ripped his shirt off. Buttons went flying. And she unbuckled his belt and slid it out of the buckle. Holding the belt in her hand, she said, "Drop the trouser and the underwear." But Alia, smash! The belt slashed across his chest.
Ouch!
"Did you hear what I said? Drop your pants and your underwear and get totally naked in front of your owner." Alia still loved him, but with a tremendous jealous anger in her heart, in her cunt, in her pussy, she was determined to humiliate him into submission. But he did not know as yet which part of his anatomy she had fixated on. he complied. Okay, now hold up your cock with both your hands and spread your legs. He didn't understand. Slash! The belt whipped him on his chest again. And immediately rushed to obey. He held up his penis with both his hands. And his balls dangled in between his legs. With the belt doubled up in a strong, petite, wifely hand in her own authoritative grip. He slashed it up and smashed into his body. Oh! He collapsed. The belt whipped on his buttocks. Stand up straight. And again. Slash. He stood up. Don't rub your ass. Use your hands to do what I said. And remain there as a statue. Her soft, wifely heart saw the tears on his face and the agony on his face. She felt very sad, but she knew she had to be hard. He had to understand from today onwards she was his prisoner. He was her prisoner. Sorry. He was her abject prisoner. And she was absolute owner, monarch, mistress, suzerain, everything. She softened the blow and she flicked her wrist up so that the belt hit the balls once more. But this time, without the harshness or savagery of the first jealous wifely blow. This time, her blow was gentle, soft, almost metallic, solicitous. The leather kissed his balls. Ranveer felt a twinge of sweet, surrendered masculinity in his balls. And again, gently, his face did not register agony, whereas she was feeling wifely triumph, a womanly vindictiveness at whipping her property. She said fiercely, "These balls are mine. The semen they produce are mine. They are not to be used into the cunts of sluts, actresses or models. Is that understood, slave boy?" And she kept on gently slapping his balls. The pain was a sting, but the pleasure was sweet. A woman was at last getting through to him. All these years he had been fucking cunts and never made any connection, but somehow Alia had made the connection with Ranveer and threw his balls to the gentle telegraphs that his balls were giving his sex-encrusted brains, his lust-enraged cranial space. Suddenly he felt at peace. There was nothing he could do. A woman owned his balls. Her father owned his paycheck and lifestyle. And the only way to this lifestyle was to surrender to this woman. But if this woman was giving him such pleasurable twinges of pain and humiliation, even his submissiveness, his surrender was very sweet. He felt his manhood was taken away and she was little by little castrating him into becoming her personal eunuch. And he approved of it. He liked it. Guilt flooded into him of so many times he had cheated on her. He knew that it was because of a soft heart. A father had turned a blind eye to his son-in-law's infidelities. But now the wife had taken ownership. He bowed his head and said, "Thank you, mistress. Beat me like this, often and again. I am your humble slave boy, your property." Alia's clitoris drenched in fierce, ferocious, wifely orgasm. To be continued, Ashish 9.